We're joined now by Melcher Dallas boys basketball coach Matt Bennett as we're cleaning up from all of the basketball seasons this year. And Matt, good to talk to you a final time. You know, let's kind of give an overview of the season. Not what you wanted, of course, but, you know, what were your thoughts on as you stepped away from the season here for the last couple of weeks?
Well, definitely, like you said, season didn't really go how we had planned. Actually started off a little rough with one of our starters getting hurt in football. So kind of changed the plan early. And so that was something that we had to get used to. And he had significant minutes last year. He was a starter from last year. So, you know, losing Gavin was pretty tough. But we did backfill that role and had a handful of guys that backfilled that role and did a great job. You know, there's some games we'd really like to have back. Seemed like... we had a few games where we started off really slow right out the gate and then made strong surges after that, but just fell a little short at the end. But ultimately, I'm extremely happy with how the season ended. We went to Colfax for our first round of district play, had the same record, but they were actually a 19-point favor over us, went into halftime down 14 points, came back, cut that down to a 5-point lead at the end of the third quarter, and then ended up winning that game by 7. And then ultimately to go on and face Madrid, who is getting ready to play in a state championship game. So, you know, to say that our season was ended by, you know, the champions or runner up of the 1A state tournament is something to be proud of. And you know, yes, they scored a lot of points on us, but as I looked back on Madrid's season, we were actually in the top half of the category as far as number of points scored against them, and especially number of points scored in the first half. And most of our points that we scored in that game were against their starters. So it wasn't like we scored against their second team. It was mainly against their starters. So I was really happy with how the season ended. You know, I think the goal now is they have shown themselves they can come back from that deficit and win a game, and I think that's the confidence we need to roll into next year.
Yeah, and let's talk about that Colfax-Mingo game. I mean, that's was you advanced in the postseason, and you know, that's something that, you know, down the stretch, you know, I'm sure people are thinking, well, you know, are they even going to win a game in postseason? And you did that, so you know, there's a building block right there for the guys that are coming back.
Absolutely, and you know, there was doubts, you know, we didn't have a big crowd, to be honest with you. And we have a really good following. And some of that is, you know, boys and girls both playing postseason makes it tough for the crowd. But we didn't have a real big crowd. Probably the smallest crowd we had was actually at that postseason game. And I think that's probably some of it is, you know, them thinking, hey, this is how the season went. Probably not going to pull out a win there. And, you know, we definitely turned that around. And it was just it was very rewarding to me to see the boys find that extra gear and to see that confidence build and to be able to walk in the locker room and say, hey, this is what we talked about all year, and now you've proved it to yourself. And so those guys that are coming back, that's a huge building block for us for next year.
Talking to Matt Bennett, Knox, or Melcher Dallas boys basketball coach on KNIA on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Let's talk about some, you know, some highlights of this season. You had a few games where you were playing really good. Win or lose, we won some of them, lost some of them.
Yeah, we played extremely well against Diagonal, our two in-conference games that we won, and had an opportunity to get everybody on the floor. So anytime I can build up, you know, that lower ranks that's going to be coming up next year, it's always good to do that. And then not only do that and just get them minutes, but have them actually produce on the floor. So the Diagonal games, the team did a fantastic job as a whole, every player playing and everybody contributing. You know, and then I look back at the Moulton game. We were in that game, you know, really went into that thinking that we were going to be able to come out with a win on that. Moulton ended up shooting 17 threes. They made 17 threes that night. We made 16 of our own. But, you know, I talked to other coaches in the conference after that game, and nobody expected to see Moulton hit 17 threes. They all thought I was crazy. So we executed very well this year. There were multiple games that our game plan was we had to stop one person. And ultimately, when you do that, you're going to stop that one person, make the rest of the team win the game. And a lot of the other teams did a good job adjusting. Early in the season, we played Southeast Warren. We held Cam Cypher to, I believe it was 9 points, which is probably one of the lowest scores he had all season. And we said, we're going to make the rest of the team beat us. And they did. They did a very good job adjusting to that. Lamoni is another game that we kind of had the same thought process was Savage was the one we wanted to stop. And we actually ended up getting him fouled out. He might have scored 2 points. He didn't have wasn't a large factor there, but the rest of their team stepped up. So I'd say we did a good job executing what our plan was going into the game. We just got to get better at identifying mid game. Hey, this person is stepping up and taking that role, and we're going to have to kind of shift focus a little bit. So that's really going to be a key focus for next year is continuing that execution when we walk into a game, but we've got to get better at the in-game execution.
You mentioned you had some seniors who depart the program. You know, just their importance to the team, and what you thought of their efforts this year.
Yeah, so we will be losing two starters. Drew Heberlin. Drew led the team in scoring with 215 points on the season. Drew is a 3-point phenomenon. That kid's got a heck of a 3-point shot. And as the season went on, you know, they kind of started keying on Reese Chibata. Reese was our go-to last year, so that was where everybody kind of started. But you saw that focus shift over to Drew as the season went on. And then Brody Johnson, another starting senior, was right behind Drew with 206 points on the season, and Brody's another one that has a really good 3-point shot. So those two, unfortunately, we really couldn't find where they were both firing at the same time. I think that could have changed a lot of games if both of them could have got hot at the same time, but it seemed like it was one or the other. I think we did a good job this year recognizing that, hey, Drew's got the hot hand. Let's get him the ball. I think the team did a good job with that, or if Brody had the hot hand on a different night. And then Connor Swain, Connor's a senior, didn't end up making the starting five, but played significant minutes and was really a go-to sixth man. Connor's got a lot of good height, good length, and really contributed when we needed him to when it come to that rebounding and some of the defensive efforts. He had quite a few blocks on the year. And then lastly, we had Ryan Heaton. This was Ryan's first year playing basketball since he was in like fifth and sixth grade. So Ryan's a phenomenal football player and good size, good speed. I wanted to, you know, get him out and utilize that on the basketball court. Honestly, as I said in our ending banquet, I said, Ryan, if I had a most improved player award, it would definitely go to Ryan Heaton. He walked in and Ryan wasn't even sure what the baseline or sideline was on a basketball court. But by the end of the season, Ryan was doing a fantastic job rebounding, blocking shots. He even, you know, hit a 3-pointer. I think it was in a JV game. Just really did a good job of learning and very coachable kid. So all of those seniors are very coachable and did a great job. We did a lot of changes this year, with having sizing mismatches like we dealt with. It was a constant change, and they all handled it fantastically. And we're really going to miss that group.
As we, come back your guys that are coming back, what is kind of the last thing you say to the guys before you reconvene next year when you start the first practice?
The two main things I focused on is we can't put the basketball down and wait till next year. So we are going to do a lot of open gyms. The guys are really excited. I mean, if they could be in the gym every day, they would be. So, they all do a good job of getting in the gym on their own, but we're going to do a better job as a coaching staff, making sure that gym's open and available to them. And then the other thing that was a common theme this year was, you know, we were outsized from a height perspective. I don't have a player stretcher to be able to help that side out, but I told them the one thing we can get better at is getting bigger, faster, and stronger. So really it's hitting that weight room. So we are real focused on getting in the weight room and getting that program established in the basketball realm. So I think Coach Mason on the football side has done a great job of identifying a program that does a good job really fitting in almost everywhere and really looks at those key components of, getting quicker, getting bigger, jumping higher, things like that. So the big focus is going to be the weight room and getting in the gym and getting some time with that basketball back in their hands in the off season.
If all coaches had a player stretcher, they would not have a height problem. Coach, thanks a lot for your time this year. Look forward to next season and seeing what the Saints can do.
Thank you very much.
That's Matt Bennett, Melcher Dallas boys basketball coach. We'll be back for more right after this on KNIA.